This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, November 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Iowa Senior Senator Charles Grassley took past the elections today when he addressed the nation's farm media this morning. Grassley didn't see much, if any, hope to approve a new farm bill in the lame duck session.
I haven't heard of any movement during the month of October, and that movement would be just among staff or the chairs of the two agriculture committees. I haven't heard anything moving. We have 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. We have 3 weeks before Christmas, and the way Schumer runs the United States Senate, that's only 2.5 days a week.
Grassley lamented the Biden Treasury Department's delay in announcing new guidelines for renewable fuel production and the 45Z rules. However, he did say that a biodiesel blender's credit is in a package of tax provisions that must be addressed before the end of the calendar year.
That's part of that package that we pass almost annually. It's not all by itself. It's in with another whole bunch of maybe 20 that have to be passed, and I expect them to be passed.
Grassley kept up his calls for more work on opening global trade avenues for U.S. farmers, identifying Southeast Asia and Africa as two prime targets. And as to negotiations, he had strong words for even the GOP nominee.
Trump said that we've had stupid people doing the negotiations. That's why we got bad deals. Well, make sure you don't have stupid people making the agreements. That would be Trump's responsibility, and I hope he would do it, and I hope he would realize that there's no conflict between negotiating free trade agreements and doing tariffs, what he calls. I just wish he would use a different term than tariffs. We have them in law in the United States already. They're called countervailing duties, and countervailing duties are meant to level the playing field.
Agricultural equipment maker AGCO reported weaker than expected earnings today, yet another symptom of a challenged farm economy. Today, AGCO announced third quarter sales of $2.6 billion. Wall Street was looking for $2.9 billion. Last year's sales were $3.5 billion. In the third quarter last year, AGCO reported per share earnings of $3.97. This year, 68 cents. AGCO stock slid 7.4% of the early trade, its share value down about 25% so far this year. USDA projects 24 U.S. net farm income of about $140 billion, down from almost $150 billion in 2023 and almost $200 billion in 2022. AGCO isn't alone. Deere reported fiscal third quarter numbers in August, earnings per share at $6.29, down from $10.20 a share in the year-ago quarter. Archer Daniels Midland reported weaker than expected third quarter numbers on Monday. Fast food giants are trying to lure consumers back to their stores and drive-thrus. Four major fast food companies have reported third quarter results this week. McDonald's the only that beat both earnings and revenue estimates. For the year, McDonald's shares are down 0.2%. Wendy's up 2%. Restaurant Brands International stock fell by 10.6%. Yum Brands rose 5.5%. This occurred while the S&P 500 has gained over 21%. Yum Brands, the operator of Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and KFC, also posted third quarter earnings today and revenue that fell short of estimates. The harvest of corn and soybean crops in the country is almost done. Corn harvest at 91% complete, according to the USDA yesterday. The soybean harvest nationwide is now 94% done. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 24th through 29th in San Antonio, Texas. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register at annualconvention.fb.org/register. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.